We're visiting with Opie girls basketball coach Ron Slaymaker here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you learned some things against Lebo on Monday night, and then you turn around and play Northern Heights the next night and got a lopsided win. You know, with that loss to Lebo on Monday night and finding a way to bounce back, did you feel like the girls did a good job of that on Tuesday night?
Yeah, it's a difficult thing, just back-to-back. Probably some people would say it's better to play games than to practice this time of the year, but we came back really well. Northern Heights has had a long year. You know, I feel bad for them. But we played really well, and it showed in the score. And we're learning to play without Millie. That makes a difference for us. Millie's not played for the last, I think, three games. And, you know, it took some adjustments because she did a lot of things for us. We're not sure what her status is for the games coming up, but we hope that we'll get her back at some time.
And, of course, last week, a big win over Osage, 48-42. That had to give your guys' confidence up a little bit, too, knowing you beat the Flint Hills league champions, too.
Well, they only have, I think, two losses. They have a nice team, and we've not done well against them in the past. And so I felt really good about that game. You know, it was a good game from the beginning. And they've got a big girl that has been really hard for us to deal with. And I thought we did a pretty good job on her. And Spies on the outside, she's, gosh, she's hard to deal with. She's so quick. But turned out to be a game in the 40s, and we made some plays late, and I thought it was really a big win for us.
I know with sub-state seeding taking place tomorrow, currently you guys are in the number one seed spot, which would give you a first-round bye. But, you know, Flint Hills still has a game left, and, you know, that could come to a coin flip, Coach, if Flint Hills ends up having 15 wins too. You know, what would be interesting right now if you were able to get that first round by knowing you play a game on Monday night with Eureka?
Well, I'd just soon play, because if you don't, you know, if you get that bye on the first round in a 7 team sub-state, you're going about 10 days before you get a play. And I think I'd just soon play. But it certainly appears at this time that we'll have a coin flip probably with Flint Hills, who I think has four losses at this time, and they play tonight. Our schedule is set already. We're 15-4, and our game on Monday does not enter into the equation at all. So I'm sure it's going to be a tie. And I think that will result in a coin flip. I just assume play, but it's out of my control. That will be done all tomorrow, I think.
Visiting with Opie girls basketball coach Ron Slaymaker here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, as we mentioned, the sub-state seeding takes place tomorrow, and you guys have one more regular season game coming up on Monday with Eureka. And then if you get that one seed, you have that long layoff with that first round bye. But if you don't get that number one seed, you'll play again next Friday, and I know you want to be playing basketball.
Yep. Again, this time of the season, practices are a little, well, in our case, and as I think most coaches, practices are shorter, and the players appreciate that, and even the coaches appreciate it. But, you know, 10 days is a long time to go without playing a game. So, again, it's out of our control. We'll do what we have to do. I know we got a game to prepare for on Monday with Eureka, who has an excellent team. I think they are maybe 15-4, 14-4. And last year they put it on us by about 20. So we're looking forward to playing another good team. That's one thing about our schedule here in February. We play some really good teams. And I think that prepares you for the sub-state and the state if you're fortunate enough to get there.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Monday night with Eureka, and best of luck coming up in Substate. We'll see the matchups tomorrow, and we'll talk to you again in 2 more weeks.
Sounds good, Dylan. Appreciate you.
That is Opie girls basketball coach Ron Slaymaker joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizen State Bank, Rich Door Company, and Mills Tire on KVOE, live and local.